Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, October 13th. Happy Resurrection Day. Wayne and I are away on vacation today, and Mark Rector will be bringing God's Word to us. Can't wait to hear Mark preach God's Word. But first, let us be in the scriptures today in Genesis chapter 18. We're starting a two-week focus on the prayers of the Bible. And I got a lot of feedback that people were loving listening to the Message paraphrase. And so I'm going to go back to it. We're going to read from the Message this week. The prayer today from Genesis 18 is a unique one. It's an interesting story of Abraham pleading with God on behalf of Sodom and on behalf probably of his nephew Lot and Lot's family who lived in Sodom. This is a good reminder for us of the importance of intercessory prayer and that Abraham was able to come boldly in approaching God, knowing that God is compassionate and trusting in God's justice. I'm going to read just the first few verses of Genesis 18, and then I'm going to skip down to the story of the prayer. Genesis 18, starting in verses 1 and 2. God appeared to Abraham at the oaks of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent. It was the hottest part of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing. He ran from his tent to greet them and bowed before them. Now, the story that we're skipping over is where God tells Abraham that he's going to have a child. And we're going to go to verse 16. When the men got up to leave, they set off for Sodom. Abraham walked with them to say goodbye. Then God said, "Shall I keep back from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham is going to become a large and strong nation. All the nations of the world are going to find themselves blessed through him. Yes, I've settled on him as the one to train his children and future family to observe God's way of life, live kindly and generously and fairly, so that God can complete in Abraham what he has promised." God continued, "The cries of the victims in Sodom and Gomorrah are deafening. The sin of those cities is immense. I'm going down to see for myself, see if what they're doing is as bad as it sounds. Then I'll know." The men set out for Sodom, but Abraham stood in God's path, blocking his way. Abraham confronted him. "Are you serious? Are you planning on getting rid of the good people right along with the bad? What if there are 50 decent people left in the city? Will you lump the good with the bad and get rid of the lot? Wouldn't you spare the city for the sake of the 50 innocents? I can't believe you do that. Kill off the good and the bad alike, as if there were no difference between them. Doesn't the judge of all the earth judge with justice?" God said, "If I find 50 decent people in the city of Sodom, I'll spare the place just for them." Abraham came back. "Do I, a mere mortal made from a handful of dirt, dare open my mouth again to my master? What if the 50 fall short by 5? Would you destroy this city because of those missing 5? He said, "I won't destroy it if there are 45. Abraham spoke up again. "What if you only find 40? "Neither would I destroy it if for 40. He said, "Master, don't be irritated with me, but what if only 30 are found?" "No, I won't do it if I find 30. He pushed on. "I know I'm trying your patience, Master, but what about for 20? "I won't destroy it for 20. He wouldn't quit. "Don't get angry, Master. This is the last time. What if you only come up with 10? "For the sake of only 10, I won't destroy the city. When God finished talking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham went home. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. First, I want to grapple with something that I found difficult to read. God talks about going down to Sodom to see if it is as bad as he had heard. But you and I both know that we believe God is all-knowing, so he knows that the sin is bad in Sodom. So I got out a couple of study Bibles, and this is what one of them had to say about the incident. The Lord fully understood what was happening in Sodom. He did not need to go down there and see, but as in other times in Scripture, he graciously accommodates his language here for human understanding. I'm thinking back to the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve have sinned, and God comes to them and he says, "Where are you?" As if he didn't know where they were. I think this is just an opportunity for them to recognize that God is there and to repent. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Another commentator said this, "God does not take lightly his decision to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord's visit demonstrates that the destruction is punishment for their wrongdoing. There is no reason to assume on the basis of these verses that God's knowledge of all that occurs on earth is somehow limited. Before God punishes, he scrutinizes the situation with utmost rigor." So there's just a couple of ideas about perhaps why things were worded as they were in Genesis 18. What I really want to land on today, though, is the idea of intercessory prayer and how Abraham speaks to God on behalf of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Did you notice how he did it? He kind of started with 50 people. Okay, if they're 50 righteous, then will you not destroy it? And he's quite bold, right? He goes down to 45 and then 40, then 30. He knows that he is overcooking God's grits, as we would say in the South. And so what I see here is God's patience with Abraham and Abraham's persistence in prayer. In the New Testament, there are several places where we are reminded to be fervent in prayer as we intercede on behalf of others in our fellowship. And so today, as we end the podcast, I just want to lead us through an intercessory prayer as we meditate on God and his goodness, his compassion, his mercy. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And so we come today on behalf of our world and our nation. We pray for the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary. We pray for the disaster relief efforts in South Carolina and Western North Carolina. We pray, Lord, for those around the world who are suffering persecution. And we pray for those who are far off from you, like in Sodom and Gomorrah, and we pray for your mercy on them. And we want to stop and pray for our community. We pray for students and teachers and coaches and Sunday school teachers. We pray for those who are grieving and those who are going through severe medical challenges. And Lord, we lift up to you our church and those who are serving in the Renewal Project. For those who are growing older and maybe alone in need of assistance. For those who are sick and lonely. We pray for Cooks on a Mission. We thank you for their efforts. We pray for those who are on kind of the outskirts of the church and need to be plugged in. We pray for sensitivity and openness. And we pray for those who were a part of our church and have gone on to new places. We ask your watch care over them. And then, Lord, we pray for the people that we love in our lives, our family members, the things that we do in life that we love. We thank you for them, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless our efforts. We pray for our extended family. We ask, Lord, your watch care and your healing. We pray for sweet friends in our lives. We pray for those who are seeking treatment for cancer and those who are going through struggles that they do not understand. We pray for the bedridden, the foreigner, those who need assistance, the grieving. We pray for salvation, Lord, for those whom we know who do not know you. And we pray over the heavy situations in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to intercede on behalf of others. By your Holy Spirit, would you give us just awareness of your listening and bring to mind those for whom you have called us to pray today. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.